This is KUT. This morning, Austin Mayor Steve Adler will announce a series of proposals he believes will strengthen the city's music industry and help musicians keep making their art. KUT's Nathan Bernier explains.
It's costing more to live in Austin. It's costing more to make music in Austin. Some venues have closed. Others have changed ownership. And according to a study paid for by the Trade Association and music industry advocate Austin Music People, 1,200 music industry jobs went away over a recent four-year period. Austin Mayor Steve Adler sees a problem here.
We're just not going to be the live music capital of the world for much longer if we keep losing musicians and music venues.
And Adler thinks he might have a solution. In official terms, it's an omnibus resolution. Basically, a bunch of ideas for the city management to study how to implement. How many ideas?
You know, there are a lot of them.
Things like identifying best practices from leading music cities, streamlining the permitting process with entertainment licenses,
leveraging a larger role for the Austin Music Office with respect to music economic development.
It's a really long list, so we're going to let him continue while I bring in Jennifer Houlihan. She's the head of Austin Music People, because some of these ideas were included in a white paper they released last year to address issues raised in the city's own Austin music industry census. So she brought her ideas to Adler.
We had expected, here are two things, and maybe he'd pick one. And I guess we had really done our homework. He was interested in pretty much everything that we proposed.
Being able to help provide affordable creative arts spaces.
Some might ask, why should the city support private businesses like music venues or prop up artists who can't survive on their own? Maybe people just don't like their music. Or maybe the venue fails because the drinks are bad and the lines to the bathroom are too long. If people really love the music and the venues, shouldn't they be able to survive on their own? I asked Houlihan a bunch of questions like that.
What we would say is we're not looking for handouts. We're looking for partners, and we're looking for public-private partnerships, and we're looking for support in making sure that music can stand on its own.
Not only as an ecosystem we need to preserve for cultural reasons, but also for economic development reasons, things like that.
More specifics will be available later this morning, and the mayor says the bottom line is he campaigned on this, so he wants to do something.
We just can't sit by. We're going to have to be creative. And it's those kinds of ideas, I think, that had promise.
This is still at an early stage. Any ordinance drafted by the city staff would have to be adopted by the city council. The mayor's announcement is scheduled for this morning at 9:30 at City Hall. Nathan Bernier, KUT News.